Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. The only thing that remains in the fall schedule for the Tigers is a pair of matches at home against Tennessee next week. Auburn is back off of a road trip at Kentucky, joined by Auburn head coach Brent Crouch. Played the number two team on its home floor, coach. Just overall thoughts now, a couple days after the matches at Kentucky.
Yeah, we're always looking for, you know, things that we're improving on each week, regardless of the results of the matches. Didn't get the results we wanted. Obviously, they're a good team, athletic team, well-coached team, and they got to play at home. So we knew it was going to be a tough challenge going in, but, we had some goals like we usually do, how hard we're going to compete physically, and then some tactical things and some skill things that we want to keep working on through the weeks. And there were some silver linings there amidst, you know, challenges that were beyond just Kentucky. I mean, just the trip up there, you know, is tough. You're in a bus 9 hours and, you are getting tested early in the mornings. You're on a bus 9 hours back, playing back-to-back nights. I don't know if the general kind of fan out there, public, kind of really knows what student athletes and pro athletes are really going through in order to compete. And, of course, happily, right, we want to be competing. It's fantastic. But the reality is there are some significant challenges, especially when you go on the road. Overall, I was pleased with the effort. We have some players out with injury right now. Val Green was our starting six rotation outside hitter, who was out. And we had another injury in preseason to Lily Thomason, who was a starting outside last year. So we're down two outsides. And so we went into the match having to make some adjustments with lineup and not a lot of time to practice. And we moved Jaden Brown from the middle to the outside. She's never played outside in college in her life. And she gets to start against Kentucky on their home court. Audrey Douglas, who's been practicing on as an opposite, got a start in the middle. You know, and both players, you know, just had a couple of days to kind of practice this beforehand. And they were big time silver linings for us. We were really happy. I think Jaden is going to be an outside long term for us. Her arm was as good as anyone's on Kentucky. She was hitting the ball hard. And we were really happy with her. And Audrey led the team in hitting efficiency over the two nights with six or seven kills. So that's, you know, going in with multiple position changes against number two on the road. I was happy with the effort and pleased with some of the progress we're making in some areas.
Talk about the physical toll of being on a bus as long and you're going through the COVID tests. Mm-hmm. Three times a week. Can you gauge just the mental toll of what this season is like? And it's not just for Auburn. It's for everybody competing right now.
Absolutely. It's I don't have a way to quantify it. I just know from the conversations with players, right, of just the mental fatigue. They just – we could go through the list. And again, like you said, this is every team everywhere. Everyone's dealing with it. The list is just really astonishing what they have to go through. You know, these tests 3 days a week, they're typically early in the morning. Locker rooms are split into multiple sites because you can't have that many people in a locker room. So the team isn't really together in locker room situations. You're on a bus for 9 hours with the mask on the whole time. You're not traveling, you're not going early, and you're not staying late, right? So we left the day before we played two matches and left. The match concluded, got in a bus, got home at 2 o'clock in the morning last night. And because we don't want to be out in public, you know, around hotels, and we got to try to keep our bubble as tight as it can be. I think that the mental fatigue, you know, combined with just online classes and the restrictions around campuses that is everywhere. I think every team everywhere is not playing at the level they want to. You know, we're watching volleyball across the country being played right now, and it's fantastic. We're getting to compete, but it's not the same level as it has been in the past. And I think we've seen that in the other sports as well.
But as you said, the alternative is not getting to play at this point. And you'd rather be competing, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I don't mean to be singing a sad tune here at all. Right. I mostly am just want to draw attention to just how driven the student athletes are at this level, how much they want to play, how much effort is going into it from the NCAA and the SEC in order to make competitions happen, because we want to and want them to happen. And it just shows the commitment level of the players and the conferences to be able to do this. And we're so grateful and we're so excited. If we had not been able to play this fall, that sets the program and the players back with their development and also their enjoyment. It's hard and it's mentally challenging, like I said, but they get to, when they're out there playing on the court, you can't tell, right? And they're having a great time and they're competing and it's fantastic. I just kind of want to draw attention to just the warriors that they all are, you know, and just kind of open the door a little bit to the casual fan who's, you know, turning on the TV and watching a game and just kind of thinking, oh, there's volleyball going on. This is great. This looks normal. And just the amount of effort going into it from the back end is stunning.
How do you handle this week with regard to training and practice? You've got a week, not a week off, but you don't compete again until next week.
Right. I'm glad, right. We need a little time to rest. So this is, you know, we got in late last night, no practice today, off day tomorrow. So that's great. And then we'll have a good 3 days of practice, a day off, three more days of practice, and then we get to play Tennessee twice. I think our matchup is a little better with them. Getting some time. Likely the lineup that we threw out against Kentucky is the one that we will need to play against Tennessee, because I don't see anyone returning from injury. And to be able to practice that for a week, knowing that, you know, there were some good signs against Kentucky. I'm excited about that. We can make a pretty big jump, I think, with 6 days of practice with a lineup that's set, rather than kind of what was happening between South Carolina and Kentucky, where we're just trying to figure out the lineup, right? Trying out a bunch of different combinations until you know, you kind of figure it out when you finally play. But this week we get to do that, and we're excited about that, and we get to keep moving forward with the things that we're working on the defensive side and the offensive side. And we're excited to play Tennessee. I think that can be a really competitive match for us.
Well, we'll preview the Vols next week. Coach, let me ask you a question a little bit off topic here, if I can, since this is a week of no competition, because you're not only building this team, but you're building future teams with regard to your recruiting. How is Auburn being received by recruits? And I know we can't talk specifics right now, but kind of give us a gauge on how recruiting is going right now for Auburn volleyball.
Yeah, it's going extremely well down the line, I should say. So volleyball recruiting is a little different than some of the other sports. Every sport has kind of their own timeline. You know, football, they commit late, even into their senior year that fall. Sometimes that happens with men's basketball as well, women's basketball, and in some other sports. Volleyball is early, okay? It's very early. So that means anytime you're trying to rebuild a program, you're not going to land top-rated recruiting classes in the first year or two, because those players are already committed elsewhere. There's just, you know, it's just, that's just how it is. It's like that when you go to any program. So for us, you know, this last summer was about recruiting the class of 2022. And then this coming spring into the summer will be about recruiting the class of 2023. Now, you're right. I can't comment on players, you know, the 2022 class. It's too far down the line. But I will say that we were received extremely well over the summer when we were recruiting that class. We have 5 players verbally committed. It's going to be probably a top 16, 17 recruiting class, several players in the USA youth national team pools. And you know, we could have offered several more that were ready to come, but that's about as many as we can take in that class. They were excited about the brand of volleyball we're going to play and are playing, and they're seeing it. And of course I'm in contact with them and they're seeing it on TV and they're excited about it. And so I think the coaching piece was great. You know, there was a good connection there. But they love Auburn, you know, they all got in cars and they drove down and they you know, we couldn't host them on any kind of official visit because you can't do that right now with the NCAA dead period in place, but they toured themselves, love campus, love the town. They're from all over the country. They're blown away by just the Auburn family and just how much people love Auburn. They're blown away by the facilities. And now that I have been out seeing some of the other SEC facilities, it is, you know, I knew this when I came here to my interview. I was like, the volleyball facilities are world-class. They're better than what I had at University of Southern California. They're newer. They're more volleyball dedicated. I mean, it's just awesome. The arena, Auburn Arena, is unbelievable. We've now been on the road twice. And not only am I excited about recruiting in the future against those programs in general, now I'm excited about recruiting against their facilities because it's just better here. All right. So I think the future is really bright, once we start hitting 2022, 23, and beyond. And we'll keep getting better over the next couple of years in the meantime.
We'll preview that final fall, those final fall matches against Tennessee next week. Certainly appreciate the visit, Coach. Enjoy this week. All right. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
For Tigers head coach Brent Crouch, I'm Andy Burcham. This is This Week in Auburn Volleyball.